Hey, it's Mike. It's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. What a week it's been. Just been absolutely hectic. We're getting organised for quite a few home improvements, so we've had agents and reps round that have spent hours in the house, and we've even got another one coming this afternoon, so I'm heading up to Andrew's farm just to check a couple of wee things for him, and I need to be back before 2 p.m. for this guy arriving, and I suspect he'll be there for a good 2-3 hours at least. And apart from that, you know, a couple of wee things that went wrong, and even driving up here just now, there's a knock coming from the front of the Volvo. I don't know what it's... there was no hint of anything at all up to yesterday when I drove the car again. There was not even the slightest knock. But this morning, driving away from the house immediately, there's a knock coming from it. I don't understand what's going on, so I have to get that checked. Just another thing. But I want to tell you a wee story about a DIY, because you know those it's not the Karcher one. These steam machines that you can use as a steam mop, or you can disassemble it and have it as a handheld steam device. Well, my wife had bought one of those, and to be fair, it's good at a lot of things, and it's absolutely useless at other things that they advertise that it is good at. But what happened was that she had seen on the advert the demonstration, obviously, of this gizmo steam cleaning around the taps on your sink. So she reckoned that it would be a good idea for me to steam and clean all around the base of the taps, two separate taps, in the main bathroom hand basin. It's set two separate taps, not a mixer. And so amongst a thousand other things I steamed that day, I gave them a good old blasting, and it did bring out a lot of muck. Well, what happened was, a few days ago, the cold water tap started to be sporadic in whether it would let water out or not, and it became quite tight to open up. And eventually, I got it working, and then it did the same the following day, etc., and the same again the following day, and eventually it just gave up the ghost and stopped letting any water out whatsoever. So I thought, oh well, you know, I'll take it to bits. But I had great difficulty taking it to bits, because the top nut that should open to let you into the stem where the seal is wouldn't come out. Eventually I had to disconnect it from the copper pipework from below, then take the tap itself into the garage, put a cloth round about it, stick it into a vise, and use my big spanner with a lot of weight and some judicious tapping with a hammer and a screwdriver, and I still couldn't get it to open up. So I thought, okay, heck. So yesterday I went up to get two new taps, because they always sell them in sets from the plumber's merchants. So I got two brand new taps, and the good thing about these are that I can take the chrome top handles off and replace them with the porcelain ones that we have existing, so that everything matches up again. So that was great news, absolutely. And it was about £20, I think, for two new taps. So what I had done, because I'd taken the old one off completely, I had put a blanking piece on the pipework so that we could still keep the cold water on in the house. So that was okay. So this morning I spent about an hour and a half not trying to get the new tap into place and fitted, but trying to get the original copper pipe to seal way up at the back of the basin where it goes onto the base of the tap. I couldn't get it to seal. It was tight, as tight as I could possibly get it without damaging the copper pipe. You've got to be very careful, because if you really do go a wee bit too severe with your spanner, you can actually wrench the copper pipe. And I thought, oh God, you know, this is... And of course, my wife Mary was passing the toilet every now and again and having a wee look, and eventually I knew she couldn't survive. She had to give in and say, are you having problems? And I said, yes, I can't get this to seal properly. It's still weeping. Even no matter how tight I put this, it's still weeping when I put the mains water pressure on it. So I thought, well, I know what I'll do. I'll take it all back off again, and I'll put the plug back in again. Not the sink plug, but the copper pipe plug, so I could get the water back on, so it could go and you know, so she could have the cold water on while I mediated on what I was going to do, plus have a nice strong coffee to, because I was feeling a wee bit that way. And I also needed to pee, and I wanted the pan to flush, so I had to put the cold water back on. So I made up a wee stopcock out of the bits and pieces I had in my plumbing gear, and I stuck that on and got the cold water back on. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to change the hot water tap as well. But I hadn't thought anything about the hot water tap, just because it would have to match with the new chrome cold water tap. So I went to wash my hands, and the hot water tap wouldn't open. It wouldn't even budge. And then I got it to open a little bit, and all I got was a wee dribble of water. And I thought, it's done exactly the same as the cold water tap. It's unbelievable. I was doing a massive Victor Meldrew, you know, I really was. And then my wife comes in, she says, because I had made some noises, you know, I'd actually exclaimed a Victor Meldrew. And she came in thinking I had flooded the bathroom or something. She said, what's wrong? I said, don't believe it, this hot water tap's doing the same as a cold water tap. I was going to change it anyway, but, you know, why does that stop working? And the only common instance between the two taps was both were steam cleaned at the same time. High pressure steam. Now, it had to be that, because two taps do not stop working in such a short period of time in the one sink. They don't. They just don't. It doesn't happen. You know, it'd be like a gazillion to one chance it ever happened. And we had steam cleaned, or I had steam cleaned at my wife's behest, these taps. And I think somehow, and I don't know how, because they're pretty much sealed units, you know, but I think somehow they had done something to the inner stem or the inner seal or something. I do not know, but it had to be that. So this is my way of warning. If you do get one of those, do not steam clean your taps. Word of warning, stay clear of your taps. So anyway, I thought, this is going to just be massive, and I still have to go back and take the temporary stopcock out and introduce the original pipework and try and get it sealed. And oh, I thought, no, I'm not going to do this. So I thought right away, you can buy these flexible pipes, you know, hoses that you can use them for washing machines or for sinks. In fact, most modern sinks go in, and baths, etc., go in with flexible pipes. The plumbers just don't bother with the copper piping. They just stop at a certain distance and then fit the flexi pipes to suit, and it makes life a whole lot easier for them. So I thought, oh, hell, I'll call up to the plumbers merchants on the way to Andrews, and I thought, this guy's going to take about, I don't know, maybe £15-20 for one pipe. So anyway, I explained my situation, and I was quite happy to tell the guy what happened and about the wife getting on to me. And he said he just did the same the other day there with something, so there was us, you know, brothers in arms across a counter, getting it off our chest. And then he said, I'll get you flexi pipes to suit. So he brought them out in the common pairs, and I thought, oh, well, this is going to cost about £30 at least, you know, for a pair. Do you know how much it was for a pair of, and this is the long ones, 500mm long, have them here, listen, in their pack, 500mm long stainless steel flexible hoses, £4.85. I couldn't believe it. Now, a different Victor Meldrew, this one, this is a joyous one. If I had known there had been, or even thought about them, I wouldn't have spent an hour and a half below that basin lying on my back this morning. £4.85. My God. So anyway, I have them here. When I go home, guess what I'm doing? Yeah, throwing the copper pipe away, stick the taps in, I'll be able to get onto those right away and do the connection. And they're totally designed to fit the taps with the rubber seals at the top and your normal olive, etc. at the bottom end. Fantastic stuff. Now, I haven't got it done yet, and I always pray when I put work on plumbing, always pray to God, please God, don't let there be a water leak. I prayed 6 times this morning, still got a water leak, so I guess God was just having a... He was busy with someone else this morning. So that's the story about my little plumbing adventure. It's not finished yet, and it'll probably be absolutely okay, so I won't need to come back and say any more. But be wary, if you do have one of those steam cleaners, stay away from your taps. It's obviously doing something to the inside of water taps. There you go, a lesson learnt from me. Anyway, so thank you for listening, and cheery bye. I'm off to see Andrew now. Well, I've stopped at his road end. I've only got half a mile to drive into his farm, and I'll see him. And it's still wild, absolutely wild. And I've got that knock on the Volvo now to sort out. Oh, God. Oh, want to run away. Cheery bye now.